Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right. No guess.
The hey, buddy goes along with...
Hey, buddy.
It's sort of similar to people asking me what addiction medicine is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Addiction medicine? Yeah, see, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. The gets swallowed.
Goes with every.
And every. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Let's see. Tomorrow night. And then Wednesday night, hot heat is going to be in here.
Well, the female lead of Point Pleasant is it coming in? I don't know if you've seen that show, but
no. Have you seen Point Pleasant?
Yeah, it's my wife's big.
Really?
Yeah, that's her pick.
What is it? Is it like the OC?
No, it's more like the cult, and she's got witch powers and whatever.
Really?
I can't quite follow. The premise I don't like, but this actress is amazing.
Good looking.
But just compelling. Just really.
Really?
Yeah, amazing.
So that's so. Elizabeth Harnois?
Yeah.
Harnois in here tomorrow night. Tell us all about Point Pleasant. So is that, a replacement show on Fox?
Yeah, it just started up, and it's getting big numbers and stuff.
All right. Yeah. Oh, good. Now, it's funny. Hot Chicks Doing Witchcraft, ironically, is a chick show.
Yes.
For guys, it's hot chicks, but then they're doing witchcraft, and it sort of cancels it out. You'd think it would be alluring, but it's really not.
It goes Wicca.
Yeah, there's just something. Well, first off, there's no hot chicks that actually practice witchcraft. Hot chicks don't have to practice witchcraft.
They have their own witchcraft.
They're hot, yeah. They cast a vaginal spell on all who is around them. They just do. I mean, really, if you think about it, being a smoking hot young chick, you don't need any potions. You don't need any Eye of Newt. Don't need any of that
But
crap.
Don't you think that's where guys sort of get that thinking going, She's a witchy woman. She casts a spell on me. I can't help myself. I do all these crazy things.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, so there you go. And yet we don't want to watch that on TV.
No, we don't, but like I said, because it doesn't ring true. The hot chicks don't monkey with all that. I'm going to win him over. I'm going to make a love potion.
I'm going to stare into a crystal ball. I'm interested in that. I guess the male version of that is just porno.
Oh, well.
Of the witchy woman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just don't want to see anybody doing anything that we don't believe in and sounds like nonsense. And then the other thing is really hot young chicks really don't do much of anything. I've really learned. You know, here's the whole thing. The hotter you are, the younger you are, and the more of a chick you are, the more difficult it is to teach you things. You just don't want to do stuff for the most part.
Why should you?
Your looks and your lifestyle is sort of a full-time gig.
They were getting that little bit in Desperate Housewives this week.
Wait.
A little bit about this business about, you think yourself with so much power just because you're an attractive woman.
Right.
And one of the housewives was sort of telling off her housemate, and she goes, hey, you're no different than me. You're going to be old, and then we'll see where we are.
Yeah. Well, then they get old, and you know what they become like? They become like ex-jocks. Who they're all of a sudden? Well, first off, I mean, think about
jocks get TV shows and stuff.
No. Think about this. Well, one out of every 500 of them.
Right.
You know, here's the thing: as a jock, you're 34 and you're over the hill. As a smoking hot chick, you're 34 and you're seeing the top of the mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got a couple. I mean, the jock and the hot chick years end about the same place. If you play your cards right, you make it to 37.
Right.
But there's no way. You ain't going to be MVP of the league anymore.
No.
37, 38.
Right. Right. I mean, do you remember when George Blanda was playing? Like, oh, my God, he's 41 years old.
Yeah, when you're 40, it's all over. And since high school, you've just been having doors swing open for you. You don't have to take the test. You got the alumni guys taking care of you.
Right.
Everything, biggest thing you got to do is an autograph signing.
What happens to
chicks get in this, too. I've seen specials, many specials on it. They get depressed.
Really?
They want the adulation. It's not there anymore.
Wow.
None of them have business skills. They have nothing to fall back on.
I just always assume they got into business. They have lots of opportunities and stuff.
Yeah, they have lots of opportunities, but oftentimes
no skill.
A ninth grade education and no patience and no skills.
Wow.
they've been leading an unrealistic lifestyle. That's what happens to smoking hot chicks if the marriage breaks up at 40.
Right.
They got nothing.
Oof.
Yeah.
So the message is go to school, study hard.
Or just get into something.
But if it's sports, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get into something intellectual.
All right. Well, get into something that takes more than 4 months out of the year.
Right.
So, all right.
Or 12 years of your life.
I'm not talking about jocks. I'm worried about the chicks, Drew. Yeah. Please. Cassidy?
Hey.
You're 19?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. I talked to you guys a while back. It was like a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. I was in the adult industry doing movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just contracted HPV and herpes type 2.
And congrats.
And that's a surprise to you?
Well, it's not now. If I would have been a little more educated, it wouldn't have been, but...
Let's just stand back for a second. If you were having sex with multiple partners in any circumstances, even in a science lab, you are going to contract sexually transmitted diseases. They're very common, and you're going to get them, especially warts. I mean, that's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, that's...
Now it's not a surprise.
All right, so there you go. By the way, you keep it on multiple parts, you're going to get HIV and other more serious things.
It's an interesting take on not really hearing you, which is, I got in the adult film industry, and I got warts. Is that a surprise? Well, not now. Yeah, nothing's a surprise now, by the way.
Right,
you've known it for 3 months.
Oh, my.
But, Drew, I know what I like. People find interesting and unique ways to unplug you.
To put me down.
Night in and night out.
It's
like
very
anything but feel the sting from your whip.
No.
And I don't think the people that call the show aren't smart enough to do it intentionally.
No, it's a defense. It's just plain old flat-out defense.
I don't think they know it. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. No S, Sherlock. It's not a surprise. She's calling about it.
Oh,
how could it be a surprise?
How dare me?
Do you think you just told her? She's been on hold for 4 minutes.
So
all right,
what's
Cassidy,
your question?
I'm sorry about that.
What's your question?
That was mean. But anyways, the question is, why are we not required to get herpes and HPV testing if it's such an issue with industry?
Because you really can't tell that in a male. But there's no way to do it unless they're having an active outbreak or visible warts, really.
Okay.
So if they're not having an outbreak and you can't see the warts and they don't tell you they have it, you're done. They can still have it and they can still give it to you.
All right.
Even if they don't know they have it, which is also common.
How long were you in the adult industry?
Only about 1 month.
Oh, 1 month. How many partners you reckon you were with?
Four.
All right. That's a long afternoon. And now, are these movies now? Are these movies now out, or what's the deal?
What was that?
Are they on the internet? These movies, or what's up?
Three of them are actually movies you can go to the video store, and buy. And I did two shoots that are on websites.
Uh-huh.
And where are the warts and herpes, he asked coyly.
Where are they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They vaginal?
Genital? Yeah, genital.
Okay. All right.
What are the names of the movies?
Hellcats 5 by Joey Silvera. Yeah, but I don't really want to go into that anymore. But I was just wondering,
Wait a minute. What are the other two movies?
The other, one of them's called Pink Eye, and I don't know what the other one's called.
Oh, my God.
Pink Eye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh.
All right.
Whoa.
All right. So you're out of the business now?
Yeah.
All right. And what are you going to start working with children now, or what's going on?
No, I'm still going to school. I was just doing that job.
All right. Well, there's nothing you can do now. You just got to wear condom if you have partners.
Yeah, right. And if you have frequent outbreaks, there's medication you can take. But
yeah. the warts, you can't. There's no medication for the warts.
But you should get them controlled and taken off if necessary.
Frozen off or burned on.
And then the herpes, if there are outbreaks, you should be treated when you have the outbreak.
Well, how does the warts work? You get the breakout of the warts, then you go get them burned off. But then you get another breakout, right?
But they help control
them,
right?
They proliferate.
When they
otherwise?
Proliferate, they create more virus. They spread more rapidly.
So you gotta take a soldering iron to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I started thinking. you know, way back in the day, a girl would do porn and no one would really know it unless someone went to one of those movie theaters. There's no internet, there's no rental, there's no anything, you know? I mean, a woman could do, you know, chick could grow up in Iowa, move out to Van Nuys, have a career in pornography. Dad might not find out for 20 years. Quiet. Now, then there was a time where you did a movie, turn up on the internet. That's where we're at now, except for I think things are so flooded now.
That's what I was going to say. You're going back to anonymity. Yeah, you're back to lost again.
It's like, look, show of hands. Who hasn't done porn?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're Paris Hilton, someone's going to go find you,
right.
Look you up.
Yeah.
But if you're just Sue Bloggs.
You're Cassidy here with the HPV.
Yeah. I made up that name, Sue Bloggs.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's Joe Bloggs.
Yes.
It's John Doe. I don't know who the chick John Doe is in England, but in England, it's not John Doe. It's Joe Bloggs.
Right.
Sue Bloggs sounds pretty good.
Nice.
Horrible porn name, if you really think about it. But the point, well, though, my thing was, would be, with a name like Sue Bloggs, I have to be hot. But the point is if you're, you know, if Cassidy here never finds her way to, you know, marry a senator or a star in, you know, major releases.
No,
I mean,
not
talking about big studio releases or something. She'll just melt into the thousands of women who got drunk and are on the internet, maybe millions. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
Theo?
Hey, yo.
Theo, what's happening, my brother?
I'm holding up. How are y'all doing?
Good. Theo does our theme songs.
Yeah. Numerous
one. He's done Germany or Florida. I think he's done
Ranchero.
Aces Ranchero, according to Countdown.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes.
Ooh,
both of them have got these.
Yeah.
Guaranteed not the Boria, Germany, or Florida.
Yep.
Good times, hey?
Good times.
Well done.
I'd rather hear that than Mark Anthony. So, now tell us...
Can I give you a side real quick? Why were those Grammys... Why do you think people didn't watch the Grammys last night so much? I heard of great performances, but nobody watched.
Is that what bad...
Yeah.
Bad what?
Bad ratings.
Bad ratings. Well, here... Okay.
Hang a second, Theo. Well, no, because it's interesting, I thought.
No, I think he's saying who cares about the Grammys, not who cares about you caring about the Grammys.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
See, why the who cares?
I see Anderson is half full.
Uh-huh.
You see him as half stoned.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it's clear. I think everyone was listening to Loveline when they were on.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right. Now.
What's the other reason?
Now he's going. Now I think Drew's dying. All right. Here's the thing. First off, too many award shows.
Yes.
Ass full of them.
Agreed.
People used to wait for these things and
yes.
be like, wow, Bob Hope's going to be hosting the Oscars in just 5.5 months.
Yes. Right.
You'd be waiting for the Oscars.
Right.
You'd be waiting for the Emmys
mm-hmm.
or the Grammys. Now there's too much in between.
Right.
So everything gets filled up. And now, if you notice, they're sneaking up on you. It's like, hey, Grammys tomorrow night. Huh?
Really?
What?
Already?
Yeah. So there's zero anticipation.
Okay.
I don't think Queen Latifah got people, you know, to go home early from going out to dinner to catch her doing a hosting thing.
All
think they probably like her as an actress or performer or something.
Right.
I don't think Queen Latifah inspired anybody.
Did you watch any of it? Did you think?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think as you sort of passed by and watched it?
I thought the musical acts are getting better and better. I mean, they seem more involved.
Yeah.
They seemed good, except for that Mark Anthony. And it seemed like a good production.
Mm.
It's just... a couple things. I think people used to be able to see people if they wanted to see a live performance, they had to go to a concert.
If you live think about is it different now, than, right? You wanted to see live too, right?
Well, what I'm saying is it used to be a bit of a novelty to watch somebody perform in
on
a
TV.
big
yeah.
theater.
Yes.
It's no longer that.
Right.
Everyone has concert movies
right.
and shows and internet and all that kind of stuff. So
okay.
that part's gone. There's 250 channels all with something maybe better than this. Short attention span. The attention span is getting shorter and shorter and shorter in this country. People can't handle a double feature anymore. People can barely handle a two-hour movie. When someone says 3 hours of Queen Latifah, people just tune out.
The other thing, it seemed to me, I had a funny reaction to it where it seemed like inside. It's like, we're having a party and we're celebrating ourselves.
Yeah, there was.
And it was
there
like
was a fair amount.
And
of
it
that.
Was like, okay, well, you go do that. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, music industry's always sort of been full of their
this
own
was
crap.
Really that. If I felt it. I walked past and it couldn't even hold my attention walking past because it was like, all right, that's your party. Well, good. I'm not invited. Okay, that's fine.
Also, now there's the element of we're going to provide something for everybody, which is really nothing for everybody.
Yeah,
right. This is, you like country western, you
we
can wait
that.
an hour and 42 minutes before you see Garth Haggard come out there, which would be the ultimate country western name. No, but you like R&B, that's going to be a 46-minute wait.
Yeah.
You just have to sort of wait for your person. It's 3 hours,
right,
you know?
Right. There you go. All right, we agree.
Right.
So, Theo, line one.
Oh, all right. Those are my theories. Theo?
Hello.
You're 27. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Give us a, what do you have, a Valentine's Day
yeah,
theme
it's a
song?
Yeah, Love Line Valentine.
All right.
Here we go. Choke me, spank me, tie me up, hump my head till I throw up, bite me, punch me, call me names, take a poop, we'll play scat games, kick me, lick me, do it again, just like with my uncle when I was 10. Bring a friend and I'll bring one too. You watch me and I'll watch you. Suck my feet, I'll wash your knees. We'll both find ways to try and please. I'll bring the pot, you bring the wine, and be my love line Valentine.
Wow.
Something happened to Theo since we last talked to him.
Yeah.
I don't know but
he's working blue now.
Oh my God. Theo, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Were you on lithium before or something and
no.
Now you're off or?
I doodled it down. I was like,
that was strong.
It was very strong. Very creative. Well done. Yes.
Stepdad is probably in the hall with his ear to the door going, holy Christ.
Like, honey.
Look, I know things have changed since I was courting a gal. He's just calling his lady friend. All right. Hey, Theo.
Yeah.
Strong.
Thanks.
What was the tune?
I was trying to pick it out myself. I don't know.
Listen, there was no tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of fizzled out there at the end.
But no, it did. I say it built to a crap crescendo. A crapshendo.
Yes.
I'm just
yes.
trying to keep up with my numerous crappy songs.
All right. Well, you did a new low.
I held
you delivered.
Strong, huh? Yeah, now you've lowered the bar. It's going to be tough getting under it next time.
You'll
All
be
right, brother,
surprised.
Man. Thanks for calling. What
weren't you coming out here or something?
Yeah, I'm going to come out. Everything was falling apart on me, but I'm back to where I think I'm going to be able to work it out with my tax returns, so it'll be good times. And thinking, you know, if my songs are worth like $3,000 a piece, then that would be my $15,000 contribution to be able to actually be an on-air guest.
Yeah, except for that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. The reason that's not going to happen is because it undermines the people that spent hard-earned money for the Tsunami Relief Fund to be on this show. All right. That was it's bad. I used to be in this boat, too, and it's one of those bad signs when you have to wait for your tax return to make a move on something. I should be getting between $350 and $425 from the IRS, all right? That's in between 6 and 9 weeks. When I get that money, that's when I make the move on the moped. It's like, okay, if you're 17, that's good. If you're well into your 20s and starting to get in your 30s, it's time to reevaluate at that point. Waiting for that tax return.
Mm.
Getting $300 back. All right, Drew. Plug the Saw movie. Would
that's
you
right. The Saw DVD comes out tomorrow, the 15th.
Right.
For those
that's
of you
right.
that are listening on the 15th, this comes out today.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who gets on the air tonight, as with every night this week, you get a free copy of the Saw DVD.
It's not everyone.
If you're over the age of 18,
that's
you get it,
right.
And you qualify to win a trip to Derbyshire, England, to see the heavy metal concert Bloodstock.
Yeah. And Drew, read the thing.
Every puzzle has its pieces.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
Mm.
You don't
Wouldn't
have
Wouldn't be a puzzle otherwise.
No, you know what it'd be? A picture.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me contemplate that.
Think about that. That's heavy.
Yeah, that's heavy.
And what is a one-piece puzzle known as, Weed Hopper? Yeah, a picture. All right. Puzzles, I don't think I've put one together in, 35 years. Does anyone
watch it
with
the
those?
Kids do them.
Kids like them?
Mm.
All right. What about adults with the jigsaw ones?
No.
Okay.
No. There's these 3D ones sometimes people get into, but no.
Jennifer?
Yeah?
17?
Yes.
What's up?
I just had a baby in December,
mm-hmm.
And me and my boyfriend, we've been together for 2 years, and I used to be able to have an orgasm during sex. And now I just can't.
Mm-hmm. And the boyfriend's still there? You guys going to get married?
Yeah, we're getting married in May.
Good. Are you breastfeeding?
I couldn't.
Are you on any kind of contraception?
Yeah, I'm on the generic for ortho-tricycline.
Is this the first time you've been on that pill?
No, I was on it when I was 15.
And it didn't affect your orgasm then?
No.
And it was a vaginal delivery?
Yes.
Well, certainly for the first year after you have a baby, people notice lots of changes in their sex drive and how their sexual functioning goes. And this may be something that returns to normal, or maybe something that remains permanently altered.
Or maybe puberty's coming on.
Okay.
No, I suspect this will come back. Any depression?
Well, I'm manic depressant. I've been that way since I was about 7.
This kid's going to be president.
Yep.
But no depression after I had the baby.
Are you on a medication now?
Yeah, I take Celexa, but they took me off the Depakote.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, what's your boyfriend do for a living?
He installs and does service tech for heating and air.
Good.
Tin knockers, is that what you guys call them?
Yeah, those are the tin knockers, yeah. Hey, you guys are in New Mexico.
Ooh.
Oh, that's going to be tough around August.
Oh.
Yeah,
lots of air conditioning, though.
It's on the fritz. No, that's what I'm saying. It's broken down.
Oh, you're going on the roof.
Get up to the attic.
Oh.
Get up there. It's 170 degrees in that attic.
Yeah,
I think we can have...
Start crawling through.
Yeah, start crawling through the attic. Ugh. Awesome. All right, Jennifer, you get married. He keeps his job. You don't have any more kids, all right?
Okay.
And listen, were you on Celexa before the pregnancy?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I was on it for a year.
All right.
Maybe the Depakote needs to come back. You may be getting a little depressed and don't really realize it.
Let me ask.
Commonly up for that first year after pregnancy.
Let me ask you this. When is it too young? You know, when would they not let you go home with your kid? You know, if you were 13 and crapped out a kid.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
You know, because it's sort of like...
If they have those sorts of rules... There should be sort of absolute measures independent of age that we should be able to apply to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we see how your faggoty friends, the ACLU, would enjoy those kinds of rules.
Yeah.
But
14 is the age of usually, you know, under 15 is where people get freaked out about everything with adolescents.
Well, here's the thing, though. You have a kid. You take the kid home from the hospital.
I know. At what age?
Well, you know, that's it. I mean, it's like when their argument is like, hey, it's my kid. You have no right. Well, it's like saying I own a car. You have no right to stop me from driving it. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we do. We got a law. It says you got to be 16. You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I own the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but you don't get to have it.
I bet 15 and under. Well, so we could look that up.
I don't think there's a rule in place.
Really?
It might be some sort of parental something like your parents are taking you home kind of thing. But I don't know that there's a rule in place.
And by the way, well, why aren't those parents being held accountable when the young child gets pregnant in the first place?
Slippery slope, Drew.
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Holding people accountable, that's tough. Can't do
slippery
that.
Slippery slope. Yeah.
Pretty soon we'll be asking people to not drive drunk.
Use
birth control responsibly.
You can't ask some crack mom that's crapped out 9 kids to get on birth control. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, well, pretty soon. Like
pretty soon. I'll tell you, pretty soon. They just come, they jack-booted thugs, kick in your front door and tell you 3 kids is too many.
Or
we're taking one,
they
bro.
Drop 2 off. You're going to raise these 2.
You raise these 2.
Huh?
That's what will happen. It's the same with that assisted suicide, the physicians.
Yes.
The physicians assisted suicide.
Oh,
same
yes.
deal.
Eventually, you'd just be shooting people in your waiting room.
There's nothing they could do.
No, because
you would just
go out. You threw that door wide open long
you
before.
Forget about physicians. Dentists would be doing
sure.
it.
Sure. Well, they'd want the privileges, too, and psychologists also.
You'd have a pediatric dentistry business. You would step into the waiting room, see a lot of 14-year-olds and 9-year-olds and 5-year-olds that needed braces and stuff. You just start spraying them with bullets.
Yeah, and your justifications, he's clearly genetically inferior.
Don't need
bad teeth.
Don't need a justification. There's nothing we could...
I'm not sure we'd go that far, Adam. I'm not sure.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing we could do. There's nothing. You understand?
You're right.
Slippery slope. We said it was okay for Kevorkian to take guys in advanced stages of Lou Gehrig's out of their misery. Then what's to stop you from just smothering the life out of young patients? Yeah. Nothing we could do. Nothing. Zero. Nothing.
Because of that slippery slope.
It's so slippery. That's slippery. You see what I'm saying? All right. It's a very slippery slope, people. That's why we can never do anything. We can't profile at the airport because...
That's slippery.
Well, we start pulling Arab guys who are in this age range aside and taking a closer look at them. Before we know it, anyone with dark hair, we just kick in their front door, traveling or not. And we just take them down.
Sure.
Jackbooted thugs right in the front door.
Absolutely.
Slippery slope. Very slippery. Okay. Here's how you know, by the way. Here's where all this stuff ends. It always ends where it stops making sense.
Right.
A guy who thinks he's going to choke on his own saliva in the middle of the night, who wants to be put out of his misery in a humane way, makes sense.
Right.
You snuffing healthy people, well, doesn't make sense. Us pulling guys at the airport aside who fit a profile and look suspicious and talking to them makes sense. Guys kicking in your front door and telling you you can only have sex and missionary position, nothing in it. Nothing in it. See, that's the part. There's got to be something in it for the government. There has to be something in it for the people.
Right. There's gotta be something
you remove the incentive part and it's not there anymore.
Sure. Otherwise, you're just talking about totalitarianism and dictatorship and horrible things, which if that gets going anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got to hang on to that AK-47 with the grenade launcher and the banana clip.
Prevent that from happening.
On it, yeah. But again, slippery slope. They take that. Next thing you know, they come in your house and want your pocket knife. They want your spork. That's true, Drew. Slippery. That's why we do nothing.
Well, they just take over your house.
Stop. You're trying to do something.
Yep.
Don't do anything. We have to take a break. That's something, but in a way, it's nothing because we're going to stop the show. Okay? All right. We'll be back after this. Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. One thing I noticed watching the Grammys is quite a few of the folks on the show or that were nominated have been on this show.
Mm.
Made me feel good.
Nice.
Except for they always come on the show like a year before they get hot, and then I'm always like, hey, dude, what band? What's the name of your band? Led what? whatever. We got to take some calls. Let me do the talking.
Green what?
Green who? Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it goes. I went to the dentist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, got more problems.
Today?
Well, yesterday.
Yeah.
Got some root canal problems.
Yesterday was Sunday.
Awesome. Oh, well, it must have been Friday. I can't think of yesterday's a work day, but only work day for us. Thank you. Yeah. You know, the thing I'm amazed by, a couple things with the dentist. One is I have to sort of educate the dentist. They enjoy me, like I'm saying to the one guy. You know, the other guy got the inline water heater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feels good on your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy's like, what? They have those? And I'm always like, I have to stop myself at that point because he's going to stab me with a syringe. But I'm like, oh, there's a part of me and just wants to stand up and scream. You don't know what that is? You don't know what that is? I know what that is. How come you don't know what that is? They spray that freezing water all over your sensitive teeth. I'm telling you, I got a guy to put it in.
I know, you told me.
Glorious.
You put in all of them.
It's like someone peeing in your mouth. It's awesome.
Glorious.
Oh, well, you know, peeing water.
Oh, of course.
A wonderful cherub urinating in your mouth. It's awesome. No, I'm telling you, when you get your teeth cleaned and they're scraping and your gums are all sensitive and they just spray that stuff, especially during the wintertime, just comes right from the ground, coming, hitting you at 50 degrees in the mouth. It's like, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, obviously, you're there because you have some problems with your teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were, some Aryan youth and you were in perfect condition, then spray all the Arctic water on my mouth you want. But, if you got some bad gums and you're getting hit with that stuff, it's like, yow.
Yeah.
The warm water feels nice.
You know what it is? We're all such lemmings. We need marketing. We need to respond to the PR. Or we just don't, doesn't get on our radar screen.
Well, he mentioned that many people have commented that they enjoy the hot water.
Oh, yeah. You said it. Yeah. People love it.
Yeah, they love it. Now, a couple things. The other guy doesn't have the nitrous tank, though. And he's a very, I don't know what his title is, a periodontologist.
Periodontist.
He operates on people's mouths.
Not young people. What are you doing there? Oh.
What do you mean, not young people?
Periodontist?
Well, I don't know what
he
is.
For the very old, usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he does root canals, basically. Huh. But, you know, my thing with him is if you don't have nitrous, who does?
Hmm.
If not you, then who? Come on, buddy.
He's doing the nitrous. He's doing root canal on you?
They don't. Yeah, they don't give. They don't. They, he doesn't. He doesn't believe in the nitrous.
Oh.
And it's always that kind of thing where they do that. You can make it.
Oh.
Yeah, I could make it. Look, if this was a civil war, you could take my leg off at the knee. I just give me a little scotch. I'll buy it on a spoon. Yeah, we have nitrous. I could use that. No, you'll make it. Yeah, I'll make it. What do you think, I'm going to suffer a seizure and die in the chair? I'm not going to cry.
They have to do another year of anesthesia and stuff.
I'll make it, but hit me with a little of the nitrous, buddy.
Oftentimes, they have to do a lot of extra training to do that.
Oh, really?
You can't just give nitrous to anybody.
Look, I can get busy. Listen, I can do my own nitrous.
Yeah.
I should just start carrying my own tank. That's what I should do, just rolling
just
around.
Just go in there with a big balloon.
People think it's oxygen. Listen, I was in high school. Some guy stole nitrous tank. I know how to handle it. It's cool.
Just go show him your heavyweight card.
Yeah, my heavyweight. Come on, crank it up. And I got the deviated septum, so I don't get a lot of air through my nose. So let's go ahead and crank it up there, Pops. All right.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then the other dentist has pictures of diseased teeth in huge... The guy's an amateur photographer, takes pictures of the mouth so closely that you can't identify the person. You just see the effed up teeth.
Right.
Huge, glossy, color.
Disgusting.
18 by 26, pasted all over the place. And I don't mean a little tobacco stained teeth.
Hobo mouth.
I mean hobo mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys from parts of the world where they don't have any dentistry at all. There's like
they at least have the after pictures, too?
Yeah,
all
before and after, of course, you go right to the before.
Yeah.
And you go to the after, too, but it's the before part, and the guy's got teeth growing out of their nose, pushing through their lips, out their chin, and you're just sitting in the chair going, I may vomit. And here's what I just want to say to all dentists. We don't like teeth.
Right.
You guys like teeth. It's your business. It's your life. For us, pain in the ass.
Mouth is gross.
If we never... ever had to see you ever, it would be the best day of our lives. That's it. We never want to see you. I don't want to go there and study diseased mouths. And by the way, what do you think I'm going to do? Sit down in the chair and be like, that's it. I'm going to be a dentist. That's it. You've convinced me. Through seeing all the people with all the trouble, I can do something out there. I'm going to go be, forget this comedy, forget the radio, forget the carpentry. I'm going to be a dentist. I'm going to help people.
Or just a photographer.
Or a photographer. Dental photographer. Diseased dental photographer. That's my calling.
Yeah.
And I have to sing. It's a little inside joke with Drew. But point is, it's like, put some clowns up, some butterflies, some mountains. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Make us think we're somewhere other than this guy's dentist office is like you fell into a horrible dental funhouse.
Yeah.
House of horrors. House of dental horrors. You know what I mean? Everywhere you look, there's a diseased mouth.
Right.
You're hearing drills going. You're going into the chair again.
See images of a clown face coming toward?
Yeah, like sort of screwed up calliope. Here's what I want. I want to go to a dentist office that looks like a strip club. I want to go to a dentist office with, like, a mirror ball and some purple lights.
But you want the strippers there, too?
I wouldn't mind.
How about the announcer?
Gingivitis. Yeah, a little poison blaring in the background.
Yeah. Corolla chair three.
All I want to do is go to a dentist office where I don't know it's a dentist office.
Yeah.
How about that?
We're good.
All right. Not the diseased teeth everywhere. Jessica?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hold on.
No, you have to avert your gaze. I mean, when you see, like, and by the way,
it's like,
they put the wire in the guy's gum so it spreads. You know, look, the guy looks like a horse.
Yeah,
spreads the lips away so you see nothing but gum and tooth. It's a color photo that is taken for about 4 inches from the guy's mouth, and there's broken off, crusty, you know, abscess, stuff growing out of the gum. And it's 18 by 26. You're just staring at it, and it's like, you have to hold your hand up.
Mm.
What is that?
I don't know. It's quite an impulse.
Guys like this must not have kids.
I mean, you go to a gynecologist, you ain't seeing pictures.
Certainly the diseased version
Not even the non-diseased version.
All right.
Seeing the kids afterwards, but...
I'm just saying.
Urologist.
I'm just saying. Somebody's got to walk in there and just go, this guy needs a precocious teenage son to just come in there and go, Dad, get rid of this crap.
You're embarrassing me.
Put up the Eagles with a nice saying underneath it. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi. I just had a quick question because you guys are two smart guys when it comes to this, but I was wondering what your opinion was on the fact that my boyfriend has kissed other guys. I don't know if he likes it or not, but it just kind of weirds me out.
Hmm. Has he done this publicly, or he just told you about it? What?
Well, publicly, like at parties, you know, when we have been drinking, whatever, but I don't know, like, because I, you know, when I drink, yeah, I've kissed some of my girlfriends just for fun, but I never thought guys would do that too. It just seems
weird. What was your intention in kissing a girl, another girl?
What was my intention?
Yeah, what were you sort of thinking?
I don't know,
there
was really no intentions, I guess.
Were you trying to impress guys by
not impress guys. It was just, it's fun to do. I don't know why. It's just...
All right.
Well, listen, I'm wondering if you can understand.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
How do people go through life without having any idea what motivates? It's amazing.
I think it's an easier life, actually.
I guess so.
You just get to do stuff. Hey, Jessica.
Yes.
Your boyfriend, he kissed guys, but does he kiss them, like, with his tongue, or does he kiss them like he's screwing around?
That I can't tell. I mean, he's done it, like, with tongue, so to me, it just...
Woo. With tongue is not screwing around.
You mean he locks lips with these guys and kisses them, the French kiss?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't tell if he's just doing it for attention, because, you know, people will take pictures and stuff, and I don't know.
What else is he into?
What else is he into?
Drugs?
No, not, he used to, but not anymore. I mean, we just, you know, he likes music, we just hang out. It's pretty normal life.
Mm.
So I thought.
Who's he? What's he do? Student?
What does he do?
Yeah.
He's working at a record store right now.
Mm-hmm. A record store.
Could be gay.
Then there was such a thing anymore.
No. Yeah. Well, I didn't think so, but that's why I was calling you guys.
All right. Well, why don't you ask him about the kissing? You're his girlfriend. Okay. Look, you would have a right to ask if he kissed a girl. You would have the right to ask if he kissed a guy. I mean, it's pure and simple. Jessica?
Yes.
How about we give him a call and we get to the bottom of it?
Give him a call right now?
Yeah.
No, I call him on my own time around noon tomorrow, and I don't care.
Well, he's with his mom right now. I don't know. He told, because we were out earlier, and then he said...
Uh-oh. That's gay.
No.
He's with his mom.
I know it sounds bad. It's not...
He's gay.
His dad died last year, and his mom... So he said he was going to take his mom out. So
his dad died last year, so he's going to take his mom out. Is it his dad's birthday or their anniversary or something?
Valentine's Day.
No,
I know it's a lot of reach for you.
Valentine's Day. And,
take your mom out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Nah. Yeah, really.
I guess so. Marginally creepy, but it's kind of gay. All right, Jessica.
Chris took his mom out tonight.
You can, oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, I was working, man.
Had you not been working, though?
Probably.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Actually, we went out yesterday.
See? For Valentine's Day. He's gay.
Wow.
No, I'm not gay, Anderson.
All right.
Well, you're fat.
All right. You, probably the greatest gift you'd give your mom would be to move out, Chris. That's what I'd say, Valentine's-wise. What do you think? You ready?
If I had the money, I would.
Valentine's, Christmas, everything wrapped in one.
I know. Well, let me explain something, though. You're never really going to have the money. You just have to move out and make it work. That's how it works.
Yeah, I'm trying to... get my friends to do it.
All right. You got to get a buddy who needs, and you got to get a one bedroom. Yeah, turn yourself up, Chris.
Anderson, what was that?
I was like, great.
You want us to do that at Anderson, or is it okay if Chris does it?
Yeah. No, so what you need to do, you got to get a buddy, and you got to get a one bedroom.
All right.
And then you can do it. You know what I'm saying? What's a one bedroom go for? $550, $600?
It's in Temple
that's
City.
A lot, yeah.
St. Gabriel, probably $400.
Oh, that's a lot?
Like
$400, $500?
No, well, not with two people, no. It wouldn't be a lot.
No.
For two people.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Forget about the occupancy. Okay. How much does a one bedroom go for where you're looking?
About $550.
About $550.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had three guys
San Gabriel.
In a one bedroom once.
$550 out there?
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap out there. Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to live out there. No one's stupid enough to live out there.
Right.
Yeah. You get two, three buddies. You move into one bedroom.
Don't forget the rabbit.
And the rabbit. Oh, I used to have a rabbit.
Mm.
You have a rabbit?
No.
I had a rabbit and kittens. It was awesome. They'd run around my house. Mm. Crap everywhere. Think about rabbit crap. Man, you clean that stuff up with a broom.
Really?
Whack it like a hockey puck.
No kidding. You guys can slip you know, sort of flip it into the air and then smack it like a baseball.
Yeah, it's like playing cricket. It was awesome. No, seriously, man, where rabbits will crap while they're running, they'll crap everywhere, and you just literally sweep it up.
That's interesting.
Comes out like a BB. It's nice. I wish I crapped that
way. What if squirrels crap that way?
Yeah, we'll never know. All right, we got to take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Well, I just tallied up my roommates, and I've had 10 roommates in my life. And that's that. I came up with that in 40 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there's
could
probably
be some others.
Probably three more floating around out there.
It did, wasn't? No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was Lisa Cushell a roommate of yours? No.
No. There's another Lisa. Another Lisa who was. David?
Yes.
27?
Yeah.
What's up?
About a month ago, I broke up with my boyfriend, and...
You're gay. And?
Yeah. True.
Please. Go ahead.
And, I was... He tested positive, and I wanted to know how soon I could accurately get tested also.
Well, you can get the, viral-specific test in 2 weeks, but that has a lot of false positives associated with it.
Really?
Yeah. So, if you're negative there, at least you can rest assured you are almost undoubtedly negative.
Is that the DNA one?
Yeah.
What's the name of the test again?
It's
the porn star one.
Yeah, it's like a virus-specific test. It's not an antibody test. It's specifically for the virus.
All right, so they're not looking for the antibody that's created when you get the virus. They're looking for the virus,
which shows up quicker than the
antibody.
Yes, and the antibody can take up to 6 months. So you should... How long ago were you with him?
I was with him about a month ago. That's when we broke up.
So you could be tested now, and it'd be reassuring. Yeah. I think getting both tests would be reasonable, but to realize that if you're positive for the virus, it doesn't necessarily mean you have it. That's false. A lot of false positives.
On the virus one.
Yeah, but if you're negative on both, not on the antibody is very accurate.
You have the antibody, got it, because how else would you have the antibody?
Right. Well, there have been some reported cases of people get an antibody and don't get infection.
Oh, really?
You fight it off, but that's rare.
All right, good luck. Get that and call us back and tell us how it went. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
All right.
So
they call you around Ontario, Mr. Personality?
Yeah. No, I've been dating my girlfriend for about a year and a half now.
It's called the greeter.
The greeter.
Nice, right. Ontario greeter.
Go ahead, buddy. You've been with your girlfriend for a year and a half.
Yeah, and I want to have anal sex with her, but she doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. So, but we talk about it, though, and she kind of, wants to but doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then every single time I bring it up when I'm having sex, she kind of pushes away. I'm just curious what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lay off.
Yeah. Now you got to get the ether rag out. Go for the bum rush. Yeah.
Bummer, huh?
Yeah, you got to leave her alone.
She won't take it at all?
She'll get resentful that you forced it on her. Whether she digs it or not, I don't know. But she will be resentful. And she probably won't dig it at all.
Probably won't hurt her badly.
Talk to someone.
Wait, I want to know how he brings it up during sex. Like, how does he ask her while they're in the middle of the act?
No, he doesn't ask. He starts pushing.
He says, whenever I bring it up during sex.
Yeah. Let me put this here.
Krista?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
So you keep going back to your boyfriend who says he may burn down your mother's house?
He has mentioned that one time, yes.
Or one time. Has he done anything?
No, he hasn't acted upon anything yet, but I've kind of had a tendency to go back to guys that are not necessarily verbally abusive, but threatening.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a form of verbal abuse, and I've noticed it. I didn't realize it when I was younger, but I've noticed looking back that it's been going on since I was 13.
Well, guess your dad wasn't a great guy.
Right.
You know, I love my father very much. We have a much better relationship now that I don't see him all the time.
Yeah, well, that's good how you are now. But
what an endorsement.
Yeah, a ringing endorsement, in fact. But when your brain was developing and getting sort of wired up, he had a different impact on you. And it's
sexually molested me, nothing like that, but he was the type of father that was very strong-worded. He would say things, he would threaten with a belt, he would never actually act upon it, but he wasn't an enforcer, he was an authoritarian.
Mm-hmm. He was abusive. He was frankly abusive. He wasn't overtly abusive.
Well, you're intimidated and scared of your dad.
You felt powerless, and you're going to go for guys that give you that in your current life, in your adult life.
Okay. It's just
that for the terror is converted to attraction in adulthood.
Yeah.
Parents, make note of that. Think about that when you're terrorizing your kids. That person you are when you're terrorizing them, they'll be sure to be attracted to that when they're 15.
You're 19, so maybe you're coming to the end of this, although you could stretch this out a good 10 more years. So now you know what's going on.
Why don't you
just sort of nip it early, move on, have a good relationship, and Mama can keep her trailer. Hmm. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Elizabeth Arnoyes is going to be here tomorrow night. She's the foxy chick from Fox's Point Pleasant. Which is hot.
Or something. Something with witchy woman.
Yeah. Trying to think of trying to think where there's a bigger chasm between reality and television. You know, here's what I'm saying. Like in TV, if there's they do a movie about race car drivers, well, race car drivers are actually good looking guys for the most part.
Right.
You know what I mean? So even if you got a leading man type, Jeff Gordon's a nice looking guy.
Right.
But I think The Witch. I think. Yeah. They're always nothing short of Super Foxes on TV, and in real life, just a train wreck. Yeah. Any bigger chasm than The Witch in real life and the one on TV, Drew? Can you think of any perfect, you know what I'm saying?
And so, thus far, I've not seen anyone that even look close to Elizabeth Montgomery.
Oh.
Let alone this Elizabeth Arnoyes.
That was a nice-looking woman.
For her time.
Yeah. God rest her soul.
The hot sitcom wife's pretty bad, too. Always married to the fat guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least there's attractive women who get married.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And maybe they've been married. I think the excuse is always this. The guy was the captain of the football team, but he packed on a bunch of weight and lost some hair.
Right. You're thinking of The King of Queens?
You're thinking of every sitcom.
Yeah.
Every sitcom.
Right.
There's no sitcom where the chick isn't hotter than the guy,
right?
But we can imagine that they were dating in high school, and they always do that glory days kind of thing with him too. So maybe just packed on some weight and lost the hair,
right?
But the witches—that is a Grand Canyon-sized chasm between reality and television. All right, let's talk to Jessica's 20. Jessica,
hi.
What's up?
Like, I fantasize, whether it be masturbation or with my boyfriend or whatever, I constantly think of, like, really ugly guys. Like, people that I'm not into, and then after I orgasm, I'm kind of disgusted. Like, I've never
not
been
before.
Watched, I've never...
What do you mean ugly? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like in what way ugly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, like... fat, like just disgusting people, and it'll be sometimes like people I'll see during the day, like just random, like it makes me
you see some unattractive guy and you're thinking about it when your boyfriend's having sex with you.
No, when she masturbates.
Oh, when you masturbate.
Yeah. Anytime that I fantasize, like if it whether it pops in or in sex or it pops in like whenever, you know.
So it's us doing sex too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not always. Not every single time, you know?
It sounds kind of fetish-like, doesn't it?
And then there's also some people that just have a weird sort of...
Tourette's-like?
Well, it's like...
I'm going to think of something weird.
There's that sort of thing where you will torture yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
It's that sort of, my tooth hurts, so I'm going to flick it with my tongue every 10 seconds.
Yeah, what is that?
Most people have it to some degree with one thing or another. You know, if there's a part on your body that has some pain... You'll poke at it.
So why though, during sex, if she's having arousal, would she evoke or invoke something hideous?
I think it's a way to get some distance from the intimacy.
Yeah, right. That's what a fetish is.
All right, but people don't know fetishes as that. She's trying to get some distance
from
her boyfriend.
I think you're right. That's right. So she can be aroused.
Yeah.
It's sort of... It also, some people sometimes feel disgusted with themselves for being sexual, and so it's a way of sort of releasing that disgusting piece
but
by sort of identifying.
It's not every time. Like, I mean, sometimes I'll have orgasms and I'll be just thinking my boyfriend, everything will be perfect, but like...
You're fine, Jessica. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
No, we sort of deem... I know it's a little bit troubling.
I tell it to, like, they're like, oh, logical, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, nothing happened to me in childhood. It's just, like, in my head.
She said psychological, Jessica Anderson.
Sound like the F word too, but you're all up in your head, Jessica.
No, this is fine. We deem this sort of a non-problem. It's interesting and it makes sense. And if it overtakes your ability to have sex with somebody, then I would look into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just something that sort of occasionally comes around, no.
Yeah. When are they gonna help out with the fantasizing?
Help out?
You know, when is technology really going to kick in?
So you're going to have like a hologram when you think of something?
Well, first off, the hologram thing was
10 years ago.
In every house 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the plot to every movie just about was some sort of hologram that popped up. And it's like, you're alive. You can't be alive. And then the person, I'm behind you. You know, that kind of thing?
Right.
Holograms were going to be a huge part of everyday life, according to movies 10 years ago. Now, I've not really seen one.
We got plasma TV instead.
Right. Now, here's what I'm saying. The picture's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about pornography or any form of fantasy, pretty much there's more of it.
Yeah.
And it's more accessible, and it's sharper, and it's crisper, but you're still sort of standing back and looking at it. You know what I mean?
So you want to actually participate in the porn? So that's what you're aiming for?
Yeah, but I like to start off as a grip.
Yeah.
I don't actually want to get involved with it.
I guess, what do you mean by that?
I grip myself.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is I'm saying, like, okay, you used to sit home, you'd watch a movie, and just not a porn movie, just a regular movie. Now there's surround sound, and, you know, people have subwoofers that could toss a salad, and they even have these things you put under your chair where the sofa vibrates and stuff. You're really getting more senses involved than just the visual and just the sound part, okay? I'm looking for that next step pornographically.
Right.
Ooh. No, it could be interesting.
Okay.
Could be interesting is, okay.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
Just listen.
All right.
Hey, Chris, you may want to listen too, brother.
I'm listening.
And listen closely.
All right.
I got a nice surround sound system with this big subwoofer. And the subwoofer's not kicking.
Oh, no.
Well, no, hold on. Just listen. Just please. Would you please?
Okay, I'm listening.
Just listen. Okay. Just try not to judge for a minute.
I cannot judge. You're going down a slippery slope.
It's impossible to judge them. All right.
Huh?
The subwoofer really kicks into overdrive when there's an explosion or bullets fired or something. During conversation, you don't really get anything.
No.
What if there was a sort of subwoofer for your PUD? Where and a sort of thing, and not a subwoofer, but something
with a big hole in it, like a subwoofer.
You hooked up to your joint, and it hooked up to the movie or to the system, and when the action got hot and heavy, well, so did the action. You know, the action on your joint mirrored what was going on.
Right.
So during the conversation, we'd just be in sort of chub-up mode, you know, a little something just to keep the blood going. When things got hot, you know, when he went to oral, that was a little different sensation. When it went to the anal, tightened up, just the drawstring sucked up on it, picked up the pace.
What are we going to call this thing?
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes,
well, how far off could we be from that?
I bet somebody has that.
Oh, really?
I bet you. It must be.
Wow.
I mean, you know what men are.
Wow. I've been scooped.
Don't you think? I mean, you know what men are. It's got to be something.
Now, this is the kind of thing.
They have those latex dolls and things. I mean,
yeah, but this is the kind of thing where you would have to stand up. You'd have to stand up to it. Here's what I'm thinking. Because it'd have to be a device. I mean, there'd have to be a donut with different, you know, things on it and attachments, and you have to refill the lube thing like every 100 hours of use or something like that. But I just mean, it is synced up to the movie. So
right.
Whatever's going on in the movie is going on in your joint. Huh?
Genius.
Huh?
Yeah.
Chris?
It's a good one.
Thanks, buddy. It's got to be something like that.
Oh, my.
That would be it.
That'd be it? You just would never leave the house?
No.
That'd be it.
No.
That's it.
Just, you know what happened is you'd go looking for me after 4 months, and you'd open my den door, and an avalanche of spent Häagen-Dazs containers would just knock you down. What's going on?
Did that hit you first, or the flood of semen? The
semen? No. The semen's not going to be there because I'm going to have a wee pole for the semen.
A what?
Well, I'm going to have
a sump?
A condensation pump like your air conditioner has up on the roof. It just trickles down the side and goes out into the plant.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's absorbed. It goes back to the earth from whence it came.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Ashes to ashes.
That's right. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. Well, I got this kind of a problem. Well, I don't know if you'd really call it a problem, but it kind of gets inconvenient sometimes. But anyway, my girlfriend, when we take a nap and stuff, she'll kind of get a little frisky. She can fully get it on in her sleep, and she starts it. And
in her sleep, when she's completely asleep?
Yeah, when she's completely asleep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll, like, run her hands over me. She'll, like, masturbate for me and stuff. She can do oral. She can do everything in her sleep. She'll even climb on top of me. Mm. And
how do you know she's asleep?
Yeah.
How do you know she's asleep?
Oh, he said, yeah.
Because I've tried to wake her up sometimes, and I can't wake her up.
And she has no recollection.
Wait a second. How can you not wake somebody up?
I can, but, I mean, there's times where it's really hard to wake her up. I can shake her. I move her around. Right.
That's a guy. It's a 19-year-old. He doesn't care.
Yeah, okay.
He'll only try so hard.
Oral sex in the sleep?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard about it before, and I heard it can be kind of dangerous. Like, if you...
There's a bogus quality to this.
You think he's just reporting something he's heard about?
I don't know. I sort of believe it.
It
does sort of happen. All right, Mike.
So Mike, what is the question?
Well, I just wonder if there is a possible danger, because I've heard that they can become violent in their sleep, and she has, because I've tried to restrain her in her sleep doing that, and she becomes violent about it.
What do you mean violent? Just shakes you off?
She's like, well, she'll shove me off the bed, or she'll hit me, or stuff like that. And
why are you restraining her? She's trying to give you another BJ?
Well, I'm really totally not in the mood sometimes. I just want to sleep because I'm dead tired after work or whatever.
Hmm. Sure. I remember what it was like to be 20. Already getting BJ's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right. Be that as it may, mostly I'm concerned that people with these kinds of sleep disorders have other kinds of psychiatric conditions or seizure disorders or other things. Bipolar disorder, medication reactions, things such as that.
I mean, she had some problems. She has family problems. Her dad did molest her when she was younger.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. I just wonder if there's any specific way to wake her up without hurting her, because I've accidentally hurt her a couple of times waking her up.
What do you mean you hurt her? What'd you do?
He used a toaster oven.
Oh.
He just smashed it.
I kind of shake her a little bit. I try to whisper in her ear, or one time I accidentally grabbed her arm a little too hard or something. She wakes up and goes, "What'd you do that for?" And
all right.
Like
how about a squirt gun?
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Gets the cats off the sofa.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But no matter what, when he wakes her up from a sleep, she's going to be upset and sort of, you know, accusing him. Why'd you sort of...
Why
don't you let her sleep?
Well, she's trying to assault him sexually. That's why.
I see. He wants to know how to... Well, he can go sleep in another room.
Well, he needs to... You know what he needs is he needs like a broomstick for her to suck on or something that. You know what I mean? He's got to substitute his penis for something.
A stunt penis?
Something. I could lend him Ron Jeremy's penis. I have it at home.
It'd be nice if you sent it to him, because then your housekeeper wouldn't keep finding it and wondering what in the hell goes on when she's not around.
God only knows what that woman thinks. God only knows.
After she cracks the socks over her knee.
God only knows. Here's the thing. She needs... Obviously, this woman has emotional problems.
Yeah, yeah.
She needs to see somebody.
Essentially, all cases where I've seen or heard about this, there's something really substantial going on psychiatrically.
Should you go to the college...
Huh?
To have this checked out.
Is she in college?
No, she's not in college.
But you said go to the college. What do you mean?
Go to the college, not your college.
What does that mean? You mean a university?
The university.
Well, not necessarily. Just any psychiatrist should be able to handle it.
Yeah, but they don't have any money. Mike?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm unemployed. Looking
shocking.
For
a job. Shocking.
Right now.
And then it's never right now. I'm a cardiologist. Your gal pal, what's she do?
She's actually still in high school. She's a senior this year.
You think that's a little weird, Mike?
Hmm?
All right.
Well, he's unemployed, he's 20, so yeah. It's sort of like he's in high school.
Yeah.
And when you get a job, you got to dump her, Mike.
Nah.
You need to take her where? You're calling from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Is the university around there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Iowa State. Go Cyclones.
Okay.
Cyclones?
Yeah. They invented cyclone fencing. It was the other part of Iowa invented.
I was thinking that was like was a chicken or something. Wasn't it a sage hen?
Was it what hen?
Iowa State? Wasn't it was like a sage hen or something?
No, it's a Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Iowa State. Why did he say go?
Cyclones. Cyclones. It's a different Iowa school. Mike?
Yeah.
What Iowa school are you talking about?
Iowa State University out of Ames. They have their rivalries. There's Iowa Hawkeyes and Iowa State Cyclones.
Yeah, but isn't the Iowa Hawkeyes Iowa State, too?
No, it's a different university. We have
it's University of Iowa, and then it's Iowa State.
Oh, that's Hawkeyes are University of Iowa, right?
Yeah.
I thought Iowa State was a big bird or something. Huh?
All right, there's a cyclone.
All right. Anyway, all right. Mike, look, I don't know if there's a medical school there, though.
Bring her in anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Was it Iowa that invented barbed wire? That was North. That was DeKalb.
Northern Illinois. Yeah.
Northern Illinois, near Iowa.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Didn't we go from DeKalb to Iowa, or from Iowa to DeKalb?
I think we went to Northern Iowa, and Drake, and Des Moines, outside Des Moines.
Oh yeah. So we didn't go from DeKalb to Northern Iowa. All right. Well, good time. April.
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, you obviously already know, or else you wouldn't have taken my call. But anyway, every time I give myself, almost every time, I have a sharp pain in the fat tissue right where my uterus is. I know it's not my uterus because I would be able to tell, I suppose, but...
How could you tell?
It's just to the right of my lower belly button.
Yeah, well, see, there's all kinds of things that can spasm in there.
It just feels really close to the surface, though.
All right, so maybe it's the abdominal wall musculature that's spasming.
And also, I haven't really had that many orgasms, and it's never happened with a man. And I've had at least maybe 4 or 5 with a man, so...
So what's the hypothesis
here?
What's
the question?
What could it be? Because I know it's not. I don't think that it's in any of my organs.
All right, then it's in the abdominal wall musculature, and people can get pain there. It happens.
But I only feel it when I have an orgasm, though. I mean,
that's right. That's when the muscles spasm.
Oh.
If you don't have cysts, you don't have any infection, you don't have problems with there's some ligaments that hold the uterus up that can get painful too, but they actually usually refer pain down into the leg.
Mm-hmm.
The abdominal wall, if it's really superficial like that, it's the muscle in the abdominal wall.
All right. So don't worry about it.
Do not worry about it.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 19. Mike?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, actually, the thing is, okay, well, when me and my girlfriend have sex, mm-hmm. It doesn't feel good for her at all.
Yeah.
And the only way that she can get off is she'll have to hump me with my clothes on because I'm quick and that's the only way. I won't have one. And I was wondering if that was weird that, you know, intercourse doesn't feel good for her at all.
Well, not that it doesn't feel good for her. It just doesn't lead to an orgasm.
Well,
No, it doesn't feel good for her at all. Like, she gets no pleasure whatsoever.
Ooh. That's got to be a nice twist.
She put quite a fine point on that. She really drives that home, huh?
Yeah. And it's kind of like, okay, thanks for telling me.
Isn't there any way you can get her to do the same maneuver while your penis is inside?
No. I mean, we've tried it, but no, she has to, like, rub up against it with me with my clothes on so I don't have one.
So the problem is he goes off if she starts moving around too much.
Now, do you have to do this before you have sex, or do you just put one of your legs and one of your pant legs and let her have at it while you, like, watch TV?
Oh, I mean, like, no, you usually, I mean, I'll get down just to my boxers, and then she'll kind of, you know, just hump me, and then when she's done, I'll go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not, you're not syncing up.
Yeah,
you guys got to kind of figure this out.
How about some oral sex for her?
I tried it.
Not a fan?
I've gone with oral. I've gone for about 30 minutes, nothing. And with Hannah, I've gone for about an hour, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, but...
I mean, she gets pleasure from it, but can't get her to orgasm.
Mm-hmm. And so the part where she drives home the point that she has no pleasure out of you engaging in intercourse with her seems sort of mean-spirited. Does she have some energy toward men? Does she not like her dad? Does she have something in that department?
No. I mean, we've just been together for, like, 3.5 years.
Yeah, that's what this is. Mm. Yeah. I get that feeling straight away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's done.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah,
Mike, this may not be what you think it is. This is a relationship that's gone on longer than it should have, basically.
Mm. Mike, are you planning on marrying her?
I mean, I'm not planning on it. If it happens, it happens, but...
Oh, that's, again, another ringing endorsement for this relationship.
You should write greeting cards.
Or maybe some Harlequin novels, romance novels.
Yeah, the picture on the cover, just be a guy with sort of a pot belly wearing a T-shirt and
shrugging his shoulders.
Jockey shorts and slippers.
Yeah. Okay, just going, eh?
Yeah.
No, Mike, this is the thing about being 15 and getting involved. They were 15 when they got going.
Yeah.
Now they're 19. They've been together all of their post-pubertal life. They aren't syncing up sexually. She's frustrated and kind of angry. You're mystified and can't understand things.
Mike.
Yeah.
It's time for some new blood.
Yeah.
For both of you.
Isn't there anything... Any other reason? No.
Well, no, it's not. You're calling upon years of wisdom here. There are things we can do to solve your problem, but
we're just saying it for your own good.
Yeah.
It's just you're already. I mean, I don't know what you do about it. I mean, you know, like if your kid, one of your kids, and you know, you're a clingy guy, Drew. One of your kids is bound to get clingy.
Yeah.
Hook up with some sweetheart and from high school and hang on with both hands through college. Oh, I can hear the conversation now already. She got accepted to San Diego State. He was going to Stanford, your son, but he's decided to go to San Diego State so he could be next to Sherry. You going out of your ever-loving mind.
And so where's that gunshot drop?
Big, big blowout because he's going to be an Aztec instead of a Cardinal.
Keep going.
And you're going insane. He's saying you don't know. You can't tell me about love.
You
can't control me anymore. I'm not. Yeah, and all that stuff. And then what do you do? What do? You put a hit on her, you pay her off, you move her out of the country. I mean, they've been together for 3.5 years. He's now basing his decisions based on where she's moving
and what we don't get to hear about is this kind of stuff going on behind the scenes. she's humping, she's frustrated, they aren't
she only orgasms on this sofa pillow.
He orgasms in 4 seconds.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll share that with you.
Oh,
maybe get lucky.
Oh, my God.
The point is what do you do? The kid's going to do it. Like, you can't tell some 19-year-old, look, you guys been together since your 10th grade year in high school. It's time to call it. Time to break it off.
No one ever tells them that either. You know what I mean?
But what about this, Drew? Tell me if you think this is morally wrong. Sabotage. What if someone had... sabotaged your relationship with your clingy relationship in junior, in high school that went on too long into college.
Had sabotaged it?
Well, I don't mean cut the brake lines through a car and send her over a cliff into the ocean.
But a well-placed bullet? You mean?
No. What I'm saying is your dad got involved. Okay, for my dad, it'd be impossible because it'd have to take 3-4 guys to lift the sofa just to get him out of the house. Right. It should be carried around.
Like the Egyptian
like
king.
Like Cleopatra would move around on the sofa because he wouldn't get off the sofa. But then just somebody gets involved. Like your dad gets involved and it's like, look, this chick's playing my son like a fiddle.
Yeah.
He's all up in his head. He can't even focus anymore. His grades are dropping. I can see he's depressed. Mm-hmm. She's running him around. He's too spineless. He can't make a move. What if somebody got involved? What if your dad went and talked to her and said, look, there's 10 grand cash for you if you never... Or got a guy involved to cheat on her with and make sure you would find out about it or something like that.
Nothing brutal like that.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Okay. But how about something?
Something.
You know it's in your son or daughter's best interest ultimately. Wow. Just the fact that you're seriously considering it means you've thrown your Hippocratic Oath out the window, Drew.
No, I was thinking about what if someone had done that to me?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Well,
about.
Now...
What would that...
Hindsight, you would...
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I would have responded to that.
Well, if you found out, you would have been immediately resentful.
Yeah, but I was so clingy and so relentless. Who knows?
No, you would have hated your father forever.
Oh, if you found it. But you, I would have just gone right, just blown right past it.
Well, whatever. They would have had to put up a sufficient roadblock that you couldn't get by.
Right.
You couldn't get over. You couldn't navigate with your four-wheel drive insecurity.
Right.
Drew go off-road with his insecurity. There's no, nothing that can't stop him. Mm-mm. He's like an M1 tank. No obstacles. Fallen trees. Who cares? Boulders, mud.
Right over it.
Oh. But the point is... Now you would be saying it would have been the right thing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Would have been good.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. You know, just you may have to think about that. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Yes. Love line. Madam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Drew.
Yep.
Do that saw thing.
Yeah. For everyone who calls in tonight that's over 18, gets a free DVD version of Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Every puzzle has its pieces.
That's true.
Film critics say it's the creepiest horror flick since Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Or Se number.
Yeah.
That is too weird.
Yeah, I know. It's S-E-7-E-N. I don't know why they would write it that way.
I don't know. It's confusing.
What percentage of the things that are handed to us to read on air and presumably verbatim on air have either just huge grammatical errors or typos or confusing at best?
What percent?
Yeah, what percent?
99.
That's 90. Okay, 90. No, I was just going to say about 97.
Okay, 97. Okay.
Yeah. There's not anything I've been handed in 10 years that I've been told to read on air that didn't need a whole bunch of work.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. Yeah. So Danny Glover, Carrie Elwes, and everyone over 18 who calls in and gets on the air will get one of these and then qualify for a drawing for a trip to Derbyshire, England to see Bloodstock.
Mm-hmm.
In defense of that copy, though, Seven, actually, that is the name of it.
I'm sure of it, but the fact is we're reading something. You know what I mean? We're supposed to read a word.
Yeah, you need to put
not a logo.
It's like
you know
what
they if they just stuck a logo of a company we're supposed to read the name of and expect us to come up with the name. It's like, huh?
Yeah. It's like saying Virgin Atlantic, except for you just have a picture of a chick who's on the tail fin of a plane.
Yeah.
Big V with the chick on the tail of the plane. All right, you ready to go?
Here we go.
We're ready to go. Let's go. Steve?
Yep.
27?
Yep.
What's up?
Basically, I've been with my girlfriend for a while, for a little over 3 years, and sex is good, but every the more our relationship progresses, she has to drink, she has to be drinking or be drunk to really get into it. And anytime I suggest or, you know, I try to like say, hey, let's do it, let's have a good time, and we're not drinking, she's just so standoffish, and it's like I'm almost like, you know, violating her in some way. She's just so put off by sex. Unless she has had drinks, and it's just
right.
So frustrating.
Well, you got booze?
Always
her up and goes, my buddy the Wheeze says.
Is there something happened to her where she'd be anxious about sex?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Yeah. I mean,
how much drinking does she do? How much does she have to consume?
Not too much, you know, like if we go out, it's like two or three drinks, or if we're having beers at home, you know, it's like yeah, we'll split a six-pack or maybe a little bit more.
Is she nervous? Is she worried about how her body looks or something such as that? Is there something else going on here that you can sort of zero in on?
Maybe she's worried about how Steve's body looks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Beer goggles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I really couldn't tell
What
you,
about but... the lights? Does she want the lights off?
No. It's nothing to do with that because then when we have a little bit of alcohol going and she fully gets pretty crazy, like, you know, in a good way, not too outlandish.
But we're saying, when she's not drinking, does she want the lights off?
No, I don't. I mean, I know she doesn't really like her body.
They live in Laguna Beach. They walk around bathing suits all the time.
Is she self-conscious? Like, if she was taking a shower and you walk...
She's more self-conscious. She's definitely more self-conscious.
Right, hold on. I can't express a thought because Steve's on top of me, but I'm trying to figure out if it's a self-conscious thing where, like, if she was in the shower and he walked into the bathroom,
well, she'd be
like, kind of clear out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's modest.
I'll try to pose that. Steve?
Yep.
So if she was taking a shower and you walked in the bathroom, what would she do?
She hasn't been drinking or anything. She's more covers herself with a towel, maybe a little bit. You know, she always says, "I'm a little chunky." I always bolster her, though. I always say, like, "Oh, you know, you're really beautiful." Like, I mean, I like her body. She's not, you know, a perfect 10, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay,
but women are funny that way. They feel like they can't
all right.
be
well,
sexual.
We're starting to get to the bottom of this, and it may be her bottom, and it may be a little too big. she feels self-conscious. She thinks she's a little overweight. It doesn't bother you, but women, that doesn't need to.
It doesn't matter what you think or don't think.
And you know how women are bad at math? They're bad at this kind of math, too. It's like, here's the math, sweetie cheeks. You're humping one guy, and that one guy happens to be a guy who likes a little extra ass. Therefore, math problem solved.
No math problems.
Zero problem. No problem. Yeah, not for chicks.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
They're, because, of course, what do I look like to other women is what counts.
So, all right. Steve, you're sort of answering your own question, which is, or we're forcing you to answer it.
It's weird, though,
that
living
in, self-conscious.
I mean, you guys live in Laguna proper?
I rent an apartment, in Laguna Beach. She lives in San Clemente, actually.
And what do you think? Everyone's a pro volleyball
player? People just walk around bathing suits all the time there. Well, they'd feel comfortable if they...
Well, she doesn't do that there.
Yeah, I'm originally from the East Coast, and, I mean, she's born and raised California, but...
All right. Well, adopted the Hesher.
You certainly have the... Nice. You've got it. You sound like a stoner from Huntington Beach.
Perfect. Here's how you get that voice, by the way. You have to do 2,500 bong loads or get in the head, hit in the head once with a skimboard.
Right.
Either way, you'll get that sound.
Usually it's more than one hit. Usually a couple hits.
But the skimboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may be right. Twice with a Ziffy board.
Yeah.
Drew, remember the Ziffy board?
Oh, yes.
Those are the hollowed out ones.
Blue ones with the handles.
Yeah, they would fill up with water in the pool.
They had a spout in the front. Why? I don't know.
How about we just make a flotation device that doesn't have a hole in it?
Right.
I know. And it's like, yeah, but Herb, this thing's got a drainage thing. Yeah. What I'm saying, Phil, is there's no hole at all. Well, how are we going to drain it? Phil, you're not listening. This was the predecessor to the boogie board.
Right.
It was this blue hard plastic thing.
Hollow.
Had a picture of a whale on it, I think.
On the front, on the top here.
Yeah, and it was called the Ziffy board. It was, first off, it was exactly the color of the ocean.
Yep. So once it went down,
if you ever lost a grip on it, it was gone.
And it will always have just enough water in it to sink. Always.
It had a hole in the front of it with a little plastic knockout.
It looked like something like we'd blow up a raft,
right.
That kind of thing in the tip.
Well, no, not exactly. This was more of like
a plain old hole, but it had always had a
little rubber thing on the end of it.
A stopper in it.
A little stopper that had a hole in it, though, so it would fill up. If you played around with it in the pool for more than half a day, it would eventually fill up with water.
You'd
have to take it out and squirt it all out.
Right.
You'd have to squirt it out like one of those dolls that wet.
Yes.
You know, sort of squeeze on it, except for half the pool was in it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I was seven, and I thought, what a-hole decided to make this thing hollow and put these holes in it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you.
All right, where are we? Drew, hip to the Ziffy board.
Oh, are you kidding? Anything with oceans and water I was into in my day.
All right.
I was a lifeguard down there, Laguna Beach. I was a lifeguard.
So the point is she's self-conscious about her look.
Yeah.
And that's why she needs a couple of belts.
It seems like it. Because she's not drinking alcoholically. It doesn't feel like that. She has no abuse or trauma history. It's just she doesn't feel comfortable.
Right.
So.
Now, what's the proper answer? And I think guys put their foot in their mouth when they do that. Honey, I don't mind.
I like you.
I like you. Yeah. I don't need to be with a 10. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, look, I don't care what other people don't like. I don't mind it. You know, that kind of thing. And their heart is in the right place, but the woman is just hearing, you know, this just sounds like so much charity.
Yeah.
You have to just say you're beautiful.
Yeah.
And no matter what they say, you have to just keep saying you're beautiful. And you can't qualify it with, I like it. I don't care what the rest of North America thinks. I like it. I don't care if it's just me and several thousand black men. I don't care. We like, I mean, you know, me and the brothers, we dig that kind of build. I don't like that super hot and sleek and sexy look. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I read some sociological data.
I like a pacer, not a jaguar.
That was showing that people that have poverty or sort of have trouble worrying about food and money and things seriously, when they grow up, like heavier women. They feel like they're replete. Like there's no worry. They're not going to starve to death tomorrow if you don't get them a meal.
So
interesting, huh?
With the brother man, something
maybe
interesting.
Maybe it's not the brothers. Maybe it's just people generally that come from lower.
Well, look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. Your ancestors are from a place where people are walking around. You're seeing, you know, veins in their stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean they're walking 20 miles to get a gourd full of water. And that you show me a fat person in that region, I'll show you someone who's doing pretty good.
Right.
You just look up to them.
Yes, exactly.
They must be the king. They must have something. They must be successful.
And again, look at primates. Look at the big leader monkeys and the troops.
Right.
They're big old, big, heavy ones.
Right. Yeah, and then you got Paris Hilton, which is the family has a ton of money.
Yeah.
And you just want to do some coke and maybe a little heroin. You're not even interested in eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that the chicks, especially, that come from just have all the money in the world, just not so interested in eating.
Yeah.
Sort of passe. It's boring.
Right.
They could get whatever they want. They'd rather
The same way about sex.
Smoke a little heroin and dance a little.
Right. It's like they need higher levels of arousal. Like that stuff was, you know, somehow satiated when the brain was forming. And
well, listen, poor chicks are three times the size as rich chicks.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in this country.
You could argue that that's just the nature of the diet that they take in.
Well, that's some of it. I mean, they're eating, you know, 70 corn tortillas a day and lots of lard and all that kind of crap and loaves of white bread.
Which, again, if you're only able to afford limited amounts of food, you're going to go for the food with the highest calorie content.
Well, and it's just the cheapest. You just get Kraft macaroni and cheese at 39 cents.
It becomes that in this country. That's what it becomes.
Yeah, you go to McDonald's, you hit the 99 cent menu.
Right.
You're in Fat City, pardon the pun. Whereas sushi, not so strong calorically and a little expensive calorie for the buck.
Right.
Yes?
Right.
All right. There's that, but it's also they eat. I don't think rich chicks are that much into eating. I just don't think. I think they'd rather do other things.
Huh.
They'd rather do a little heroin, go to an art opening.
Oof.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let me get back to the phones. And, you know, I always say, by the way, Drew and I were talking about TV during the break. I always say I have minus 7 stars. I think it's the New York Times or Post or something. Yeah, one show I did was -4 stars, and the other show I did was -3 stars. It was pointed out to me by one of my partners the other day that it was 3.5 stars. It was minus.
Oh, so you're -7.5 then?
Yeah.
You gotta have 2 4-star shows just to get to 0.
It's gotta be funny if you're doing 2 shows and they're like, look, there's a publication, it's a large national publication, and it runs on the star rating system. Of course, 1 star being, 0 stars being the lowest, and 4 being the highest. Now, you've done 2 shows. Give me the combined number that you think those 2 shows would have garnered in the star department. I'd be like, well, if I got 3 stars each show, I'd have to feel pretty good about that. But maybe one show got 2 stars and the other got 3. I'll say 5 stars. 5 stars. -7.5. Be like, what?
They'd be confused. Off, like, huh?
I'm 12.5 stars off out of a possible 8 stars. It's like, the highest you could have gotten is 8. It's you're
16 off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, 3.5, Drew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think it was The Man Show and Red Handed, I think, was another show that I had nothing to do with. I just, you know, took a little voiceover money. Nothing wrong with that.
No. But, people have been talking about nothing but that since.
Well, look.
Look, who remembers that show?
Listen,
nobody.
Let me explain something.
Did you ever see it, though?
I do.
But who remembers it?
I do. Nobody remembers it.
So who cares? That's right.
Here's the point. I'm in this for the money. I ain't in this for artistic pride or any of that crap. Do not kid yourselves, people. And here's the deal. All work you should be into for the money. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not talking about smuggling munitions. You don't want to give stinger missiles to Shiite Muslims, which is
your next career.
Cosmically not quite as bad as doing the voiceover for red-handed. But the point is give me the bucks. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, you had nothing to do with the production. It's read some stuff.
Mm, it's a little VO work. Thanks, bud. Norma?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to ask about my current relationship. Mm-hmm. I've been with my boyfriend for about a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And I still have not been able to have sex with him.
How come?
At first, I thought it was just because I wasn't comfortable with him, and he was okay with that. And then he would start asking me, well, you know, can we now? And I was like, well, no.
Please.
I don't want to.
Well, wait.
Here's how it would go, too, by the way. Can we have sex now?
Please, please.
No. How about now? not just yet. Now? No. Well, how about now? Now?
Now is when you start the begging, too.
Yeah, then I start with the machine gun now. How about now? 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 Eventually, the words lose meaning, and it just sounds like I'm saying, how about now? 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 Yeah. So, Norma, what's wrong with you beside being named Norma? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, when he asks me, you know, well, why can't you? I always just say, well, I just don't feel like it sometimes.
No, there's basically two possibilities here.
Out.
Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. Two possibilities. Either she's not into him, or she is a trauma survivor and she went through a big period of excessive sexual activity, and this is a guy she could actually be close to, and we'll have none of that now.
Uh-huh. So, what's up, Norma?
Well, I did come out of a relationship for about 4 years. And everything was fine there, but he ended up cheating on me. And I thought I was okay because I hadn't been with anyone for like 5 months until I met him. And
were you ever abused?
No.
And everything's fine on the home front?
Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. How many guys have you been with?
Five.
Okay. Why don't you just make it six? He's a good guy.
I really do want to, and the reason I'm really having a problem with this now, last week he was over at my house and I told him I wanted to and we were, you know, almost going to, and then he says, I can't.
Yeah, because he just, when she said we might do it,
what happened?
That was the end of that.
Well, I told him, I said, why not? And he says, well, because I don't have a condom.
Ooh.
And I said, well, I do.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then he pretty much put his pants on and said, "Let's go have dinner."
Mm. What?
So now I feel like.
All right. Here's what's going on. First off, once in a blue moon, a guy will do that payback thing, or at least perceive payback.
Yeah, you've made me wait so long.
Yeah, you've been jerking me around for 18 months, and now I'm going to try to pay you back.
Right. That's a bad move.
I've tried that too. It's like I'm paying you back. All right, that's enough. Start blowing me. How about now?
And now? Now.
All right. I'll tell you when payback time is over. It's over. It's over now. You'll know payback time is over because... Okay, it's done. I don't even get through my payback time speech before I'd have to cut it off.
Yeah.
What's good for the goose is good... okay, let me get my pants off.
But you remember.
Let me tell you something. Payback's a bit... Okay, I take my pants off. You wouldn't even get into that. Aha. Uh-huh. You know, William Shakespeare said, turnabout is fair. I got to take my pants off. Aha. Uh-huh. Doesn't feel so good. I got to get my pants off. I see. Well, maybe I'm not. I got to get my pants off. Isn't that how it would go?
Yeah, even if the words aren't spoken, that's what will be happening.
Yeah. You'd just be like, I want you to sit for a minute and live with what I... Okay, I got to take my pants off. That's how it would go. something's up with him. Something's up with Norma, too.
Yeah,
she sounds depressed and sort of untrusting.
I just imagine him as one of these sort of angry, slippery guys, you know?
Okay, how about this? You've been with the guy for a year and a half, although God knows what kind of relationships you've been having for a year and a half.
Two adults. I mean,
two adults,
yeah.
Right. You want to find out how old he is?
Yeah. 65.
Home, and I live at home.
All right. Really you're both...
How old is he?
He's 25.
You both sound arrested. And hold your ears, Chris, for a second. Anyone 25 years of age who's living at home... But by the way, Drew, once you get to 29, it's okay again.
It's your background the other way.
It's cool, yeah. You're
right. You're 16 again, yeah.
That's right. Because, like I said, Chris, you make it to 31, and your mom's
I'm
living.
Taking care of my
your
mom.
Mom's living with
yeah,
you
yeah, right,
at that
right.
point.
Well, I just moved back home because I had money problems.
I understand.
I home all the time. So.
Okay, Norma, you sound depressed, and it sounds like life is confusing and overwhelming to you. I would say you have a conversation with this guy, like the two adults you are, about where this relationship is heading. All right.
There we go.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Well, there you go. Show that's going to end on time.
No way.
That, Drew?
No way. No, be serious.
Yeah. We'll take a little extendo break, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
He's gay.
Wow.
No, I'm not gay, Anderson.
All right.
Well, you're fat.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.